Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Over the past year, lockdown has changed everyone's lives. For RNIB volunteers, it's meant delivering support in different ways or even launching brand new services. Billy and Jeanette talk about their volunteering and how it was affected by lockdown.
Hi, I'm Billy Horsburgh. I'm from Fife.
My name is Jeanette Scott. I live currently in Stirling. I've been here nearly 20 years. I come from just outside Fort William in the Highlands. I have had a sight impairment since birth, as I was born 3 months premature. And I have a guide dog, and she's my fifth guide dog at the moment, and her name's Esme. She's a German Shepherd Cross.
In my late teens, when I went to Moorfields Eye Hospital in London, and then they diagnosed me as having juvenile glaucoma. So I had an operation in 1999 to save what sight I had, which seemed to have worked at the time, but instead of saving what sight I had, it slowed the process down really, so my sight has gradually been deteriorating through the years.
I've been a volunteer for RNIB for many, many years. So I was a trust fundraiser for RNIB Scotland. I've always been a volunteer, and even more during lockdown, I've actually increased that to doing probably a little bit more volunteering than I usually do.
I've been volunteering for a number of years through Fife Society for the Blind, which is now called Seascape. And most recently, I've been a volunteer for the RNIB Connect Scotland, and I got contacted by a member in June to join a lot of services run by the RNIB, and I decided to become a volunteer through that. Well, I've always been wanting to get people together, and there's a lot of groups that are run by the RNIB, and I decided to start my own groups, Harry Potter group, and there are a lot of writers as well that I thought would be a good idea to start a writing group up. So I also run that, called RNIB Write Away.
I've always been a volunteer. My parents were volunteers as well in various forms. I don't like sitting still too long, but unfortunately due to COVID, I've had to be indoors as well. These things impacted on me quite heavily, so I decided that I was going to increase the volunteering that I usually did, so I got in touch with people I normally speak to, because I am a community volunteer for a Forth Valley area in west of Scotland. I've actually helped to create a group in Forth Valley prior to lockdown. It was just a monthly meeting group for visually impaired people to get together and do what we wanted to do, to be as independent as we could be on ourselves with the support from RNIB, which was great.
Well, I used to do a lot of fundraising for my local blind society, mostly local can collecting, because I live in Anstruther, and sometimes I travel a short distance to other areas to help out. I've also been volunteering for a charity called BASE in North East Fife, which I'm now chairman of. We go on regular events the first Thursday of every month, such as galleries, activity day to Lochlore Meadows, where we tandem bike, canoe, we sometimes do archery. And that's just mainly to get people out and get them together, but not at the moment because of the pandemic.
I joined in with other groups as well, and also telephone groups have opened up so that people that don't have internet can still join. They can get dialed into the different calls. That way they're not missing out on the information. And I think that's another area that a lot of people seem to assume, that we should be all on the internet and we should all be using smart devices. But not all of us want to do that. And I think that has to get taken into consideration. We've actually contacted people we wouldn't otherwise have contacted during lockdown, because people that are living in remote areas maybe weren't aware of RNIB as much. Also people that maybe in remote areas that didn't think they could actually make it through to Glasgow, Edinburgh or any of the other main offices. And I think the telephone link allows people in remote areas to communicate at the same level as people that live in the cities, and I think that's really good.
Well, all volunteering stopped really. A lot of the members of BASE are elderly, so I took it upon myself to phone round a lot of members of BASE to keep in contact with them and ask how they were doing during the pandemic. Me, myself, I've not been affected too much because I've had my university studies to keep me going. And my Jack Russell puppy, he's kept me on my toes as well. I've met a lot of new friends over the phone and Teams. And so I chat to them offline. And I was talking to them about groups I was interested in setting up and become a lead for their groups. And it was them that prompted me to set these groups up, because I know how popular Harry Potter is, and I'm a big fan of Harry Potter myself. And I've always been interested in writing, especially because I'm a published author myself. And I wanted to help them with their writing process. And I came up with ideas that would, again, get people together. Along with my team leader, set that up quite quickly. Again, I just like to get people together and people involved.
I still hope to continue with the telephone groups. I think that's still critical to keep that going for people that maybe not so clear about going outside, maybe have lost their confidence. I know I have lost my confidence about going out. I've not had my vaccine yet, so I'm even more wary. So we're not sure of what the geography is around our own area.
Getting out again and meeting up with people that they already met or they've not met before. But I feel that everyone should have some sort of protection, whether it be the first vaccination or both, before we decide to do anything. Some of the telephone calls and Teams will start to reduce, but I do feel it's important that some of them remain, because there will be a lot of people that won't be able to meet up with each other. Then the phone is one of the only contacts they do have with the outside world.
Volunteer means I actually meet people from various age groups, walks of life, different people with different visual impairments, people starting out and lost their sight, some people that maybe, like myself, been long-term visually impaired. And it's the sharing of these stories. I think each day is different. And I think that's the thing about volunteering. You don't know what's around the corner. And it's quite good to be able to know that people who have been using RNIB with a visual impairment are volunteering as well. And I think if the visual impaired people themselves can speak up to let RNIB know what we want in our own voices, and I think that's absolutely crucial, especially at the moment. I believe that the volunteering role is going to actually change. That's a good thing, because I think we're going to see more visually impaired people volunteering for RNIB. Because of the support RNIB has given them during lockdown, I think people are actually going to appreciate the services a lot more. The telephone groups pre-COVID, but not to the extent that RNIB have at the moment. I'd hate to actually see that disappear, because we still have to support the people that don't have access to travel so easily, live in remote areas. I hope that RNIB is going to keep and maintain a lot more communications via Teams, via the telephone groups, because I think this has connected RNIB throughout the country. I've spoken to people from all over UK during this last year I wouldn't have got to speak to before. We're linking up better, I think, at the moment. We're talking to each other more, not just within RNIB Scotland, but throughout RNIB UK.
I again feel it's important, and it makes me feel better myself that I'm actually doing something for the community. Gives me something to look forward to and does bring people together. And I've met people through these different things that I never thought I'd meet, really.
Billy Horsburgh from Fife and Jeanette Scott from Stirling, RNIB volunteers, talking about their roles before and during lockdown and their hopes volunteering for RNIB as restrictions ease, here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.